So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Vine. It's been some time ago. In some ways, I wish I would have remembered the date, but it's a little over the 1 year birthday of Vines, and Facebook had its 10th actually, and then about a week later, Vines had its first birthday. And I think a year on from Vines, what's interesting is I have had a Vine account for almost that long, and it's strange the way that I've just becoming more accustomed to Vines and the way that they are and the way that I might be able to use them. I guess what I mean is through the journey of my personal journey of how I would use and me discovering how might be best for me, both sort of on my kind of what I do basis, but maybe on a slightly more personal and trying to blend the boundaries a bit. And me sort of figuring out my identity, I guess, on Vine and being comfortable with videoing myself. I think that on its own has been a journey. And I think the way that Vines are built with the 6 seconds is quite punishing in some ways, because you have to bend to doing what is there within 6 seconds. You have to do it. But I guess also when people watch the Vines, they watch it and they repeat, because they're in a loop, they naturally repeat round after that 6 seconds, and it's interesting to be a part of that and figure out, oh, okay, so this is what a Vine does. And after you've either done quite a few Vines, or when you're in the middle of doing a Vine, you do often stop to think, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll start all over again. And it's strange having that thinking of, oh, I'll start from scratch. I'll do this again. And the reason for you doing it again is because you know it's going to come out looking a little bit like this, a little bit sketchy on one side. And the process of that 6 seconds means that actually, to make a Vine, it doesn't take 6 seconds, because some of the naff ones, or some of the more experienced people that create what are obviously on the spot ones that are a bit sketchy, a bit like, I'm not too sure if that'll work out. They're the ones that are made in 6 seconds, where you would just do it on the spot and it's like, yeah, there you go, it's done. And often what I tend to find is I'm there with the Vine and I'm recording it and I'm stopping it, and then I'm looking down and I'm going, right, this looks terrible. And I've not finished the Vine, so I'm trying to figure out, oh, what's going on. And yeah, I think it's a bit difficult to maybe get your heads around making a really good Vine. There is planning involved in it, and I think more people are tuned to it. I think what's also interesting is that I feel it's difficult to often connect with people that are local that are doing it, because not everyone's doing it. So to be able to link up with people that are even local, as in the same city as you, I think at this point is something that I'd like to discover more. I'd like to get more people locally interested in Vines and doing them, because that's what people are doing with Twitter. The more people are engaged now with Twitter. And I guess we're becoming more of a, we could in the future become more of a society that is acceptable to social media, but on a more mass kind of many formats sort of viewpoint, because that would then mean people, you could find them tweeting, and you could search through Google for their Google Plus, and then through their Facebook, but more prominently through their Twitter, which is definitely a more public realm. And then beyond that, you would be looking at, oh, let's go and see this video piece, or let's hear what they've got to say through this audio piece. And it's very interesting to think that's the way the future's going to be. But the vines seem to be making this more acceptable and pushing the boundaries of what types of social media are people accustomed to and what would they like. I think that's what Vines are bringing, is the reflectiveness, not just putting something out there. It's reflecting and planning and doing something constructive with it.